WEEI Studios. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
Jim, how would you evaluate the team's kind of sense of urgency, puck management this evening?
Tonight?
Domi airs it out. Matthews in, and he scores!
Well, Austin Matthews has been awesome tonight, Jack.
I didn't think our urgency was where it needed to be to prevail tonight. Puck management? I didn't think puck management was a detriment to us. I just didn't think we won enough wall battles to be able to get out of our end successfully.
Nice one, Bruins. Good work. Let's keep the rotation going to prove a point. And let's lose a Stanley Cup playoff game because of it.
Let's lose home ice advantage over it.
Yeah, sure. What the heck? Let's just treat it
That's
like
not important, right?
Just treat it like it's a game in November. Let's not treat it like a Stanley Cup playoff game, like there's anything on the line. Higher stakes. Nah. One goalie played game one. Other goalie gets game two. Let's just keep rotating them. Let's treat it like a game in January against the Buffalo Sabres. That's how the Bruins handled it last night, and I don't think it's a coincidence. They looked flat. The Leafs largely took it to them, and I blame this whole dumb goalie rotation for where the Bruins are at. You can jump in today on Jones and Arcand. No Mego today.
No Mego, yeah, it's weird.
What's weird about it?
It's weird because she had such a problem with other people calling out sick that I just am shocked to see that she's not here today. I would have thought that based on how many segments she spent, and you too, in fairness, but you're here today, so I can't really rip you for this.
Yeah, I don't stay home sick, unlike you two.
You have a weird alien immune system, which doesn't make any sense. But yeah, Mego out, despite really being against just the concept of people calling out sick when they're not feeling great. So I'm surprised. I think everybody's pretty surprised not to see Mego today.
Do you think she's ducking us because she's Team Allmark? Do you think that's why? You think she just tapped out because she's so pro Allmark and so pro goalie rotation? She's out.
I'd like to think that. I'd like to think that she's that much of a coward that she wouldn't be able to come in and face the music. But I think it's the opposite. Like, and I'm not just speaking for her. All the goalie rotation people don't think that they lost the argument last night.
So dumb.
It's unbelievable.
It's
like they
so
still
dumb.
Think that they're right. They still think that this is the way to go and everything's going exactly like it should be. And here come the Leafs won, but you can't blame Linus Ullmark. He was great. He was amazing. It was everybody else's fault. And the Bruins played a bad game for sure. But I don't think that's it. I think those rotation people still believe that they're right.
I'll tell you, I was on BST last night and I was getting yelled at. How dare you? You can't second guess the goalie. We just played it for you. Monty just said it there. I can't. One goalie has dominated Toronto this year. The other one is Linus Ullmark. And yes, I think that's a big factor in why they lost last night. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. I already see it in the Twitch chat. Jones, you don't know hockey. Jones, blaming the rotation is laughable. So the hockey hardos are already out in full force. No, that's good. That's good. Support your dumb rotation. I'm sure it'll work out for the Bruins if they keep doing it. Meanwhile, Mego has, what is it, a neurovirus is what
the
she's
The
neurovirus, playing?
Which, by the way, I warned both of you about when I came back from Florida. I told you, the neurovirus is
like
going around.
2 months ago?
And yes, I did. I told you about it. And you both were like, hey, yeah, you're just saying that because you're going to call out with the neurovirus.
That is what I thought.
Look who called out with the neurovirus.
No, it's true. Can we get Mego to go stand next to Ullmark so that we can just get Swayman for the rest of the series? Can we do that? Like I said last night.
You get him to share a tub of popcorn or something? That'd be great.
She just goes up to Lena. She's like, hey, you want some Mountain Dew? And so I said this last night. I wasn't rooting for the Bruins last night. I wasn't. I want the Bruins to win this series desperately. I am take committed on the Bruins winning this series. If they lose to the Maple Leafs, I am going to be the one who sat here and said they'll go further without Bergeron. They won't miss Bergeron. Largely, I think I've been right about that. They didn't miss Bergeron all year long. And if they advance to round two, I'll be right about the other one. Check, check. For a guy who doesn't know hockey, hashtag Hockey Jones wins again. So I want them desperately to win this series. Desperately. Take committed. But I don't think Allmark's the way to do it. So, good. Lose your game last night. Should be Jeremy Swayman time moving forward. That's my feeling on it. Although, believe it or not, I don't have the strongest feelings on this program today. Again, you can jump in, 617-779-7937. You can also vote at Jones and Mego, although there's no Mego today. How big of a factor did the goalie rotation play in last night's loss? A lot, a little, or zero? Which, by the way, should have zero votes. It played zero role?
The results of this poll are infuriating.
We'll get to it. Zero is an option, a little is an option, a lot. Arcan, the floor is yours.
I think that if you want to look at the way Omark played, I agree that he played pretty well. Well enough that these rotation people still think it was the right move to play him, even though you lost the game, which is annoying. But he did. He wasn't terrible. When he was in net for the Bees against Toronto, it was back in December. They won 4-3 in overtime, and he's given up 6 goals in 2 games against them this year, regular season in that game yesterday. Swayman has let in 3 goals in 3 games against Toronto this year.
That's pretty good.
One per game.
Wow, that's good. That's dominant. It's a lot better than 3 and losing.
Right. Brick wall. And what this comes down to here, and what I think is really the most upsetting part of this, is that this team doesn't trust Jeremy Swayman. I mean, that's it. They just don't trust him. They refuse to trust him. They didn't trust him against the Islanders when Tuukka was hurt. They didn't trust him against the Hurricanes. Lena started that one, and after 2 games, they brought in Swayman to play the last 5. He won 3 of them and then lost 2. They didn't trust him against Florida last year, and they don't trust him now again. And the way he acted after that game, after that first game, led me to believe that he thinks he deserves to be playing every day.
Quote, it's about time.
It's about time. Yep. Not about time that I play one game and then sit the next one. No. It's about time that I get made the guy for the playoffs, for the playoff run. It's my turn for it. I'm ready for it. I've earned it. And here I am. And now you've thrown all your momentum. You throw home ice advantage in the series right out the window just because you're not sure about Swayman. If I'm Swayman, I think I demand a trade. I'm not kidding. If I'm Swayman this offseason, if they lose, I demand a trade. You don't believe in me? You're not going to give me the net? Then just trade me somewhere
Arcan?
Where someone will do it, because I'm tired of this. Go to a team that believes in you and doesn't hold you back every single year when it comes to the playoffs, because they're just not sure. I'm not sure about Swayman. We got to go with Tuukka. I'm not sure about Swayman. We got to go with Allmark every time. Demand a trade. They already dinked around with you in arbitration anyway. You already had this big problem with them. I'm saying Jeremy Swayman, honestly, should demand a trade if they continue with this rotation and they lose and don't win a cup this year. He should go be traded somewhere where they appreciate him and will play him in the playoffs.
Arcan, I laugh because I'm so jealous of the take that I didn't come up with it. Brian on Twitch, if you could, get a tight shot here, because this is a... that is a Greg Hill chef's kiss for that Arcan take. Like, if I'm Jeremy Swayman and I had an all-star season and I still can't start an effing playoff series and get each game in net, I still can't get that. Meanwhile, the team tried to trade Linus Ullmark.
Right.
He's a giant baby. He doesn't care at all about playing. He doesn't care about playing. He cares about being in Boston or where his kids go to school or whatever. He doesn't give two craps about playing. He told you that. And so they side with Ullmark in some ways, even though they tried to trade him and they didn't believe in him. They don't believe in him. I don't believe in him. I don't blame anyone who wouldn't believe in Ullmark. Pooped his pants 2 years ago, pooped him again last year, and last night, I agree, wasn't terrible, but I don't know. I'd rather have the goalie who's giving up 1 goal a game against Toronto and never losing versus the guy who lost again and gave up 3 goals last night. And let's go through those 3 goals. Oh, by the way.
Okay.
Goal number one was 14 seconds after the Bruins took the lead. I wouldn't put anything specific on Ullmark there other than, boy, it'd be nice for your goalie to keep the lead more than 14 seconds. The second goal, power play goal. He got a real clean look at it, and I thought that was a soft goal. Normally, I'm not going to get on a goaltender for giving up a power play goal, but number one, it's Ullmark, so I will. And number two, good clean look at it.
He had time to get over.
Tons!
You know, he had time to move over. It's not like it was a one-timer and he couldn't get across the crease there. He had time.
Wasn't like he picked a corner. Wasn't anything special.
Missed it.
It was John Tavares, you know, plumber out there. I know he's a high-end player. But plumbering it, like 1 inch off the ice, go over and make the save. And so the third goal, too, oh, it's Auston Matthews. Oh, it's 69 goals. Oh, he's the best goal scorer in the league. Oh, it's a breakaway. Charlie McAvoy should have made a play. I agree with all those things. Matthews is great. It's a breakaway. I blame McAvoy.
What the hell was McAvoy doing there?
I blame more on McAvoy. Yeah. I do. Fine. He can't make a save there?
Nope.
Vezina winner a year ago? Can't make a save? I'm told he's a great goalie. Can't
impossible
make a save.
To make
not
it,
allowed
yes.
to. He's not allowed to make a save there, Arcan. So I wrote this in Slack. I feel like we're talking about Tuukka Rask all over again. I feel like we're back in the Tuukka Rask blender.
It's the same kind of rhetoric, isn't
where it's
it?
Like any goal he gives up isn't his fault.
Never.
But he loses. And so what am I supposed to do with that? Meanwhile, the other guy, Jeremy Swayman, was awesome in game one. He actually stood on his head. He actually shut down the other team. And I got to hear about how great Ullmark was. Arkan, you had some phenomenal numbers there on Swayman and Ullmark. And I like Swayman demanding a trade. Let me know how you feel about that. 617-779-7937. Because the guy they tried to trade refused it, and they still let him play every other day. Doesn't matter. Shut down the trade. I would have said, look, Linus, we're benching you. If you don't take this trade and you don't waive your no-movement clause, we're benching you. Have fun sitting and watching in the playoffs. And instead, they roll him out there every other game. Stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid. And I also don't like the idea of the goalie rotation is what made this team so good all year. They were not as good as they were the year before. And by the way, this team's been knocked out in the first round two straight seasons and hasn't been out of the second round in 10 years.
No.
So what's so great about that? Honestly, like what's so great we're missing out on?
They haven't been out of the second round in 10 years. They were in the cup final in 2019.
I said once in 10 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I meant to say once in 10 years. Yeah. They made it once in 10 years. So yes, and that's it. But that's the only other time, the one time that they've been out of the second round. So I mean, please, like what are we talking about in terms of, you know, this greatness of this team? There's no greatness in this team. You had two good goalies this year and you had Swayman, was the clear-cut favorite, fell off a little bit towards the end when Ullmark made his push. I don't think Ullmark ever overtook Swayman in terms of being the main guy. I don't think he ever should have. And not to mention, we already have a pretty strong sample size of Ullmark in the playoffs. That's what the rotation people never want to talk about. The rotation people never want to address the fact that Ullmark in the playoffs, when he gets these starts and is the main guy, is just unreliable.
Yeah.
He's not someone you can count on.
Stinks.
And he never has been. And it's like, all right, well, maybe we could try Jeremy Swayman. And it's not just them. It's the team. It's everybody. They don't want to play Swayman. They just don't want to do it. They don't believe in him. They don't trust him. And for some reason, they think that keeping Ullmark in the mix is the better idea, which historically, it's good to have one goalie. It's good to have one guy you believe in and then relieve him once in a while. But this, I mean, this is ridiculous. And it was just an unforced error that I wish they hadn't have made.
Let me tell you, between Arkan ripping Mego and ripping Ullmark, I'm a little turned on right now. I'm not going to lie. This is how you start a show. So we'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. One more stat. And this is a good one on Ullmark and Swayman. But sure, tell me again how none of the goals were his fault. It's like it's Tuukka Rask all over again. Let's relive it. Tuukka can do no wrong. No goals are ever his fault. It's always everybody else. They keep choking and losing. But let's not blame the most important guy on the ice, the goalie. I know it's simplistic. I know the hockey hardos don't just want to point to the goalie and blame the goalie, but sometimes, you know what? It is that simple. And last night, he was a problem. Here are the goals for Austin Matthews this year. That's his 12th goal. I said this year. I'm sorry. His 12th goal against Ullmark in his career. Mm. Tied for the 6th most against any goalie in the NHL. He has 2 in his career against Swayman. Now, look, I'm sure he's faced Ullmark more, but he hasn't had any problems with beating Ullmark and scoring on Ullmark. And he hasn't exactly solved Jeremy Swayman. That would include, by the way, game one, where he was shut out
right.
And didn't do anything.
No one in the Leafs have solved Jeremy Swayman.
He was overly dangerous last night. What was it, a goal and 2 assists?
Yeah.
So he looked like a 69-goal scorer. He looked like an electric player. Game one, didn't really see it. And Swayman was a part of that. So was the play in front of Swayman. I get that. 12 goals against Ullmark, 2 against Swayman. But I'm sure that was all everybody in front. It has nothing to do with the goalies. I'm sure that was everybody else on the ice. Totally not Ullmark's fault.
Yeah, no way it possibly could be, because that's just the way it is. You know, you got to go with what got you there. No matter what, it has to be this way. Everybody has to get a turn. Everybody has to have their feelings considered. Remember people saying that yesterday? Well, you don't want to insult anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
What? What are you talking about? It's the playoffs. Who cares? It's the playoffs. You can all be friends after. You can do your goalie hugs after you win the Stanley Cup. Enough of this. Like, come on. What are we doing? This is so annoying.
Nightlight also says in the Twitch chat, he hit the post like 3 effing times on Saturday. True. He also hit it last night. And so what? We're not. Ullmark also had one that was probably over the goal line that they didn't overturn last night. So, like, if you want to play all the close calls, Ullmark had plenty of those as well.
Yeah, the Bruins also hit 3 puts. It should have been, like, it could have been 8-1 in that game.
Yep. 617-779-7937. I just realized I referenced something Monty said last night after the game. We actually haven't played that yet. Here's Montgomery after the game when asked about the decision, which, again, of course, nobody has any second thoughts on this.
On the Netminding decision, I think there's guys as well, but the Netminding decision, Ullmark tonight, what went into that, and any second guesses as a result of what took place?
No second guesses. No, he was terrific.
Can't.
He made multiple big-time saves. and it's the strength of our team. Both of them played really well, right? I mean, we only scored two goals.
Okay, only scored two goals. So, look, I mean, the Bruins need to be better. They're terrible 5-on-5 so far.
You only needed two in game one, by the way.
Yeah, no, look, that's a good point. They only needed those two in game one. So they have other issues. You know, they're getting caved in on the back end. Now they got to replace Andrew Peak. You know, already Lindholm and Grizzlick look like they borderline shouldn't be out there, but I don't know what the Bruins have for depth. 5-on-5, they can't score. I love Marchand. He's basically been invisible. They have other problems. I get it. They have other problems.
He had a nice setup last night.
He did.
That was a nice play.
Let's start, though, with what we've been talking about for months and months and months.
Too many men in the ice penalties?
Wondering what they should do and what they shouldn't. That too many men, one of them anyway, were there two against the Bruins last night?
There was one where someone was getting held in front of the bench.
That was the second one. That was kind of BS, but whatever. Let's not leave it up to the refs, shall we, Bruins? If you want to cry about the refs, you know the number. They have other problems. Let's start with the goalie rotation. We've talked about it for months, and it let them down last night. In my estimation, I know a lot of you disagree, and I think Ryan might be one of those people. He's awfully quiet, and he's giving us dirty looks back there, Arcan. Are you?
I can't see. I don't know.
How do you feel, Ryan? How do you feel about our commentary on Linus Ullmark last night? Fair or unfair?
It feels a little slanted.
Well, let me recuse myself because I'm very biased.
I'm putting
this.
That lightly.
That's fine. Let me recuse myself. I'm biased. You think Arcan's commentary is slanted?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
What did I say?
I've heard a lot of talk about the goaltenders. I haven't heard, like, you're a Brad Marchand guy. Yep. I haven't heard you mention Brad Marchand.
In fairness, one time
since this series started, he has played like dog water.
I think you were
in
just listening to something else in your ear. I did just say it. But I've mostly been very quiet on Marchand until about 30 seconds ago.
Which is ironic because I was just pulling a promo to make about Hockey Jones right again. And here you are making my point about, yeah, Linus Ullmark could have been better, absolutely. But I would also say that the play around him could have been better as well. Yeah, two goals is not a lot of goals for this series, I think. It's going to be a problem for them going forward. So, yeah. Linus Ullmark could have been better. So could Brad Marchand. David Pastrnak finally wake up, join the series. Thank you. Charlie McAvoy sucked. Hampus Lindholm sucked. Like, there's a lot of other guys that I am going to point the finger at, considering the last 2 days of this program have not pointed the finger at anybody, namely your guy Brad Marchand.
Okay, well, Marchand, I did mention.
I hope he's doing okay. I know he got mauled and massacred by Tyler Bertuzzi last night.
He got up and skated very quickly after that.
Embarrassing.
So look,
embarrassing for your
guy. My guy Marchand has been invisible, and maybe that's a take he's been invisible.
Okay,
maybe that's not Hockey Jones's greatest take. But can I tell you? And I'm not yelling at you, Ryan. I'm yelling mostly at the Twitch chat that I'm seeing, probably some of these phone calls coming up, maybe the text line as well, 37937. You guys all know the number. My favorite thing, it's like a yearly occurrence, Arcan. My favorite thing. You don't know hockey. What, have you ever skated, bro? Mm-hmm. That's my favorite thing. Hockey Jones gets yelled at.
He's from Vermont, so obviously he skates.
Every single spring, Hockey Jones gets yelled at. You don't know
if the puck is puffed or stuffed. You have no idea.
And so I get lectured about this year after year after year. And you know what Hockey Jones does every single year?
Guesses that it's stuffed.
He pantses the hockey hardos every single year. I can't wait to be right about Swayman. I can't wait to be right about the... I said this when everybody else was saying, merci, Patrice. I said the day he retired, the Bruins will go farther without him. Oh, it's impossible. Oh, it's a hot take. I can't wait for it to be right. So just file that away for all the lecturing I get and finger wagging I get from the hockey hardos. My favorite thing every spring is to pants them and prove that Hockey Jones, yet again, is rarely, if ever, wrong.
I think you're definitely going to be, I don't know about definitely, but you probably will be right about your Bergeron thing. The problem with the Swayman take, if they stick to this rotation, which I think they're going to do, it looks like they're going to. I think they will.
I don't.
I think they're dug in now.
If Swayman dominates game three, they'll go back to Ullmark.
Swayman dominated game one,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, but Ullmark was shaky enough last night. Monty can say what he wants. He was shaky enough last night.
Fine, I hope you're right. But in the event that they stick with this, then we're not really going to be able to say that the Swayman takes right or not because he won't have played the entire series. Oh. And that's what I need to see. I need to see him do that. And that's, you know, I mean, maybe he'll be great in his four games or three games, whatever it is that he plays. But, you know, for them to go on to the next round, he has to play at least four good games. So we'll see.
I'll find a way to twist it in my favor. 617-779-7937. Yes, Ryan?
If Swayman did play game two, I think I was the only one that correctly predicted Linus Ullmark.
You did predict that right.
Would get a game yesterday.
You and Razor.
Yeah, they lost, but good prediction.
But if Swayman puts the performance out that Ullmark put out, what are we saying today? He should get game three?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, yeah. Okay. No, 100%.
That makes no sense. But
why
okay.
does that make no sense? He should have got every
If he has the exact same performance that Linus Ullmark Ryan. Has last night, you're going to put him out there, but Linus Ullmark has the performance
Ryan, he never
Linus Ullmark
has. He never should have sat. He shouldn't get any games on the bench until he plays his way out of it. Like, Ullmark never should have got a start, so I'm not giving him another one. That's entirely consistent. What are you talking about? If it's the same exact showing, I said this before the game last night. I'm like, they go with Ullmark. Swayman needs to be absolute ass for two straight games before I bench him. And I'm not saying Ullmark was terrible last night. I just should be able to put him on the list. The idea that this show poll is laughable. Laughable. How big of a factor did the goalie rotation play in last night's loss? 16% agree with Arcand. A lot. I'd say it's at least a little, 21%.
Even I, and look, I'm not down on Ullmark like you two are. Even I would say a little.
A little.
It's not
the zero. Goalie.
It can't be zero.
64% say zero.
It cannot be zero.
Come on. And I would include Mike and Mike last night on television yelling at me. Oh, zero. You can't second guess. You can't guess. It's not on the goalie.
The Tavares goal. That's tough. That's tough if you're an Ullmark guy. That second goal.
64.
Austin Matthews, whatever. His second goal is unforgivable.
No, I can't blame the goal. It's playoff hockey. You
can't
blame the goalie.
He wasn't even screened. If you could see the puck, you should be able to have a chance to stop it.
Thank you. Now, it was pointed out to me that Shattenkirk kind of wussed out on blocking that puck there. Fair.
He skated right in front.
Teammates could have helped him out. His teammates absolutely could have helped
him out.
You're
mad at decrepit old Kevin Shattenkirk?
Shattenkirk had a terrible game.
Look, McAvoy can make a play on Austin Matthews. Fine.
True.
But now you're one-on-one with Austin Matthews. You're the Vezina winner. He's the leading goal scorer in the NHL a year ago. You're the Vezina winner. And so you can't stop him? You're not
no
allowed
one,
to
no
stop him?
No one's ever stopped a breakaway before.
Never seen
it's
it.
Never happened.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Tuukka would have stopped that.
I do remember yelling about when Tuukka got benched a few years ago against the Islanders, I think it was. Swayman immediately came out and stopped a breakaway in that series. But whatever. I do feel like you mentioned Tuukka. I feel like we're talking about Tuukka again. It's just like,
yeah, because Tuukka would have stopped
that. For some reason, Ullmark is like a pet of the fan base, or they just like the dumb goalie rotation or whatever it is. And I can't blame Ullmark for losing a playoff game when the other guy was head and shoulders better in game one and they won that game. This one, the other guy's mediocre and they lose. And I can't blame him. 0% is on the goalie rotation. That feels foolish. 617-779-7937. Lot of you waiting patiently. We'll be sure to get to you. I do want to remind you, it's also a hashtag 2 for Tuesday.
Ooh.
Here on WEEI, which means we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox and the Cubs on Sunday at Fenway Park. You want to go this Sunday? Stay tuned. Less than 10 minutes from now, we'll be giving away our first of two pairs today on a 2 for Tuesday on WEEI. Arcam with all the latest. And we're right back with all your thoughts on the Bruins, their goalie rotation. I'm sorry. It is Ryan on trending today. He's got all the latest. We're right back with all your thoughts on the Bruins goalie rotation.
Asking the questions that you need answered.
How does this bra work again? Why are there so many clasps?
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
To the apron. 5 seconds to go. And Toronto will go home tied at one game apiece.
Kind of what you expected as far as the rotation goes, you getting tonight?
No, you know, it's just I'm very grateful every time that I get the opportunity to go out there and play. You know, it's the most fun time in this year. So I don't take anything for granted. I don't see that, you know, anyone should have any more stars than the other. It's all about compete and performance, and also it's all about wins.
When did you find out you were going to start?
When?
Yeah.
Yesterday. So we have that conversation every time, and I knew that yesterday, which is something that I like. But I don't know if that's going to be the case every time, but for now, that's what happened.
We're going to unpack some of what Ullmark said there. No one should start any more than the other. What is this, Little League?
This is communism. Goaltender communism.
Goaltending communism is what this is. I like it. Meanwhile,
call me Joe McCarthy then, because I'm weeding it out.
Meanwhile, he goes, yeah, I found out yesterday, meaning Sunday, which I like. Oh, good. Let's keep Ullmark happy. Lord knows that's the main goal. It's not winning a cup. It's just about keeping Linus happy.
Yeah, the guy who you tried to trade, first of all. Let's make sure. Let's make sure his feelings are considered here. Real quick before we get to
hang on, because I want to get to the phones. I want to get to a few items coming up. I know you have some numbers that we want to get to on the goalies. You guys can jump in on the Bruins and their dumb goalie rotation. 65% of you, 64% say it's zero of the issue last night, which is mind-boggling,
unbelievable.
But first, it's a 2-for Tuesday right here on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a 2-for Tuesday.
2-for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. You'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Cubs this Sunday at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now, contest line, 617-931-0937. Two tickets, Red Sox, Cubs, Sunday, Fenway Park, all part of a 2-for Tuesday here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. We've been doing it all day on WEEI, starting with the Greg Hill Show through Gresham Fourier. We still have another pair to give away at 3:30. So go nowhere. Make sure you're listening. Until then, we'll continue to work our way through some Bruins thoughts in a moment. Arcan, you had something?
Yes, and it is that I'm seeing a lot of people saying, Arcan, how can you blame Linus Ullmark for that game? Why are you blaming Ullmark? How can you blame Ullmark? What about McAvoy? What about Marchand? What about all these other people who didn't play well? You're right.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want a rotation. I don't want a rotation because I don't believe in these Bruins that they're on their own able to go and win a cup. They need a hot goalie. They need someone like Jeremy Swayman to play at a higher level. I don't think Ullmark can get to that level. He's never done that in the playoffs. Never.
Nope.
Not once. Jeremy Swayman is an unknown. We don't know if he can get there. We know in relief he's been fine. Not great, but fine when he's come on in relief of Tuukka and Linus in the last 2 years. But we've never seen him start, and that's what I want to see, and that's what I think they need. And they had a golden opportunity here with these Maple Leafs, who he's very good against, to get him going and get momentum and get him to be this hot goalie that you ride through the playoffs. And instead they go to their stupid rotation. That's why I'm pissed off today. That's why I'm upset about it. And it's not just me who thinks this. 10 years of Stanley Cup winners will tell you this. And it's not, you know, like you go back. Last year, the Golden Knights, they had a 64-36 split between Aiden Hill and Brossoit. And other than that, it's been 80% or higher basically every single year.
Give me the numbers
other
the last
than
the
10
Penguins.
Years. So the last 10 years, you had 64% Aiden Hill.
No, give me the total.
In total, if you take them all and average it, 87%. One goalie has made 87%.
Of the cup winners.
Of the cup winners of their starts in the playoffs.
Good.
Okay, and that's in 10 years. If you go back further, the number goes up. And I understand in the regular season, you got to break things up. Fine, I'm all for that. Regular season, go in a rotation. But the playoffs are different, and you have to treat them differently.
Okay, and by the way, I'm not just a slave to, oh, well, this is how it's done, so let's keep doing it that way. Now, I think that's certainly interesting data. You know, 87% of the top goalie got the starts on the last 10 cup winners. Like, that's compelling data. But I also think the compelling data is how terrible Ullmark's been in the playoffs.
That, too.
So, like,
you got it right there. Everybody can see that, too.
It's not just about the rotation, okay? It's about, I like Swayman. I don't know that he's a given, but I think he at least has a chance. Ullmark, I feel like I know what he is, and I don't need to see it anymore. How big of a factor did the goalie rotation play last night? Again, 64% say zero. That's an annoying answer. 64% say zero. Can't blame Ullmark for a thing. Nothing. Not even a little bit. A little bit is an option. 20%. 16% say a lot. That's where Arcan's at.
No one could have ever made any of those saves.
Nope. No other goalie that I can think of.
In the history of hockey.
No, not a chance. text line is on fire. 37937. Ullmark played unreal. Not his fault. Matthew scored a breakaway goal, you moron. I feel like we said that. But again, those never get stopped.
No one's ever stopped a breakaway.
You know what? I haven't seen a million shootouts over and over and over again in the history of the sport where no one scores. I haven't seen that ever.
Without a defenseman either on his back.
Every single breakaway is always a goal. In the history of hockey, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Moron, do you realize the goalie situation had zero to do with last night's loss?
Now, I don't know who that person's addressing. It's got to be moron, Arcan, or dummy Jones.
That's true. If you could address us at 37937, that'd
be great. The audience
needs to
be
more
specific.
Yeah, please. I knew if they lost, you'd blame Ullmark. You're an idiot, Jones. That one was addressed. Let Jones coach. Thank you. Did you even watch last night? You suck. Oh, well, that took a turn. Also, demand a trade? They should trade you, Arcan.
Oh, see, now I know who we're talking about.
Face.
If I was Jeremy Swayman, I'd demand one tomorrow. I'd say, if this is how it's going to be for the rest of the playoffs, I don't want to play your next
I would have demanded it after game one when I said, boy, it's finally time I got one of these. And then I walk into the dressing room the next day and they go, oh, Linus is going to get game two. That would have been the time to demand it. Rick is in Plymouth. Get us started, Rick.
How you doing, guys? All right. See if you guys agree with me. Here's my take on the goalie rotation.
Uh-huh.
I consider Lena Thomach, a lame duck goaltender, in the way that the Bruins have already tried to trade him. He nixed the deal because he didn't want to go to L.A. or whatever.
Yeah, because he's a loser.
They're talking about a long-term deal with him, and yet they won't play him. What does this poor guy have to do to get this team to back him? I mean, he's fought for it all year. He's earned it. After the trade deadline, when Omar nixed the deal, if I'm the Bruins, I go with Swayman the rest of the way out.
Okay, that's how I feel. I never would have given Omar a... Now, look, I say never. If Swayman goes out and he's given up 5-6 goals a night, they're getting smoked, he's getting embarrassed, fine. I would sit him down, but I would do that with any goaltender. I wouldn't have gone into this with a rotation. And again, some of that is the history of the sport and how it's done. Most of it is I don't trust Linus Ullmark. And again, he's got a knack for this Tuca thing where you can never blame him for the goals. It's like, oh, well, it's Matthews, and he's on a breakaway, and who's going to stop that? I don't know. Maybe Swayman wouldn't have stopped it. Can I see it? Can I see it? The answer is no, only in the odd games, because apparently in the even games, I'm not going to get that opportunity. Let's go to Donna in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi. So I'm a Swayman type of person. But
me too. You're part of our tribe.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Yes.
but my thing is, like last year, when Omar played every single game and we lost, at the end of that all, he said, they said he was hurt. So
yes.
Why not be a man, step down, let Swayman take it, and then rest yourself. Maybe they'll put you back in.
Yeah, so it's a good point. If you're so hurt, why were you out there hurting the team last year in the playoffs? Fair point. But it's like he probably wasn't really that hurt. I don't really think he was hurt.
I think he was hurt going into the playoffs. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
but he was awesome in game one.
He was good in game one,
so
sure.
So he was so hurt. And to Allmark's credit, last year he was awesome in game one. 31 saves. They beat Florida. He was so good in game one. He's so hurt. I don't really think he was that hurt. It's like Tatum in game seven last year against Philly. I'm sorry, against Miami. You're not hurt. I don't need to hear the crying. You played 42 minutes. You're not hurt. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he probably wasn't 100%. I'll agree with that.
Fine.
And I wanted them to go with Swayman anyway. I mean, I think that with Ullmark, he was the Vezina winner, and it would have been really unpopular to go away from him. I at least get that. This year, there's no such reason for this.
Yeah, fine. If you don't think Swayman should have started game one, fine. But, meaning last year. But they shouldn't have stuck with Ullmark through six games. Six games they stuck with him last year. That's part of why they lost, not going away from the rotation. Meanwhile, I said we'd circle back to what Ullmark said. It's goalie communism again in Arcan. You're who?
I'm Joe McCarthy.
Okay, good. Tearing it down because
better dead than red.
Like, there's a few texts like this. 3-7, 93-7. What happened to earning it on merit? Ullmark is 3-6 in the playoffs with 36 goals against. I'm sorry, 31 goals against. 3-6, 31 goals against. What happened to earning it on merit? It's a great point by the text.
I don't see that, you know, anyone should have any more stars than the other.
Yeah, that's Little League. It's Little League. Everybody gets their at-bats. Everybody gets their innings in the field. Everybody gets their orange slices after. No one should get more time than the other goalie. I agree. It's just the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Right.
They're just trying to win for the second time in 40-whatever years and the first time in over a decade. But no, everybody deserves their time. Play everyone. Make sure everyone gets their innings and everyone gets their at-bats, and don't forget about your orange slices after the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's already sort of failed you. You've already lost home ice advantage. You've already given away your momentum that you had in game one. And not for nothing, but while Ullmark may have played a good game last night, he made some great saves. That one save he had in that power play in the first period was tremendous, where he dove back.
Yeah.
That was a great save. He looked very good in a lot of the game, but he wasn't as good as Jeremy Swayman. He just wasn't. Swayman was better. We have two goalies, and one of them's better. How about you play the better one in the playoffs? Is that such a wild idea? You know, like people think like we're asking the Bruins to do some radical new strategy here when it's really just play the better player.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. And by the way, I was rooting against them last night. I want them desperately to win this series, but I was rooting against them. Hopefully so they don't go back to Ullmark. And hopefully so they go away from the dumb rotation. We'll see. 617-779-7937. By the way, it's not just about Linus Ullmark last night, though this is by far the most fun thing to talk about. The Bruins are getting destroyed 5-on-5. Who else can we blame? We'll get to it with your phone calls next.
Megan Ottolini, don't yuck her yum.
What? I just read these back-to-back texts. Mego has a very unique chicken kink, followed by a different number that just says, Mego is disgusting.
You have a chicken kink?
Don't yuck my yum.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Jim, two games here. You're not getting a lot of shots in those grade A areas. Is that a function of what they're doing defensively, or are you not pleased with how you're attacking overall?
I think it's a function of their defending well. It's also a function of we're not playing fast enough. Like, we're slow in transition. which is not allowing us to possess pucks, and it's not allowing us to get in on the forecheck well enough.
Jim Montgomery last night. I guess we can get to some other stuff that went wrong for the Bruins. It's more fun to yell about the goalies, though, I'll be honest. Arcan, give me the numbers again. Swayman and Allmark against the Leafs. These seem relevant.
Yeah, they played three times this year, and the Bruins won all three. The game Allmark played, they won all of them. But in the game that Allmark played, they won 4-3 in overtime. They lost that game yesterday 3-2, so that's two games. He's given up six goals in two games against them this year. Swayman, on the other hand, in three games has let in three goals, one in each game.
Huh.
Just a dominant matchup.
So Swayman's given up
awesome against them.
Three goals total in three games against Toronto, all wins.
Yep.
Allmark gives up, what is it, three goals
six.
A game?
Yeah, six in two games.
Okay, three goals a game, not three goals in three games, three goals a game.
And which, by the way, isn't terrible.
No.
But it's not as good as Swayman.
Not great.
It's just, come on.
A goals against average of three is not great.
No.
At all. It's a small sample size. But, okay, he wins half his starts. Swayman wins all of them. That seems pretty simple to me. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it. I also like the number.
Two goals would have been enough for Swayman in any game this year against Toronto.
Okay.
Any game they played.
They would have won every other single game.
You know, like all they needed in any of those games that Swayman played against Toronto was two goals.
Let me give you one more number. Auston Matthews has 12 goals in his career against Allmark. He has two against Swayman. But sure, let's give him a goalie that he has success against. Let's keep rolling him out there because rotation and it's goalie communism and it's Little League Baseball and everybody deserves their turn. Sure, let's do that. A couple of texts here, 37937. Before we get back to your phone calls, a lot of you waiting patiently at 617-779-7937. By the way, we will get to some Patriots rumors coming up at 3 o'clock. A lot of good ones out there. It's also a 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI. We have another pair of tickets to give away to Red Sox and Cubs on Sunday at Fenway Park. That's at 3:30. So make sure you're listening for that pair of tickets on a 2 for Tuesday. We've been doing it all day here on WEEI, starting with the Greg Hill Show, through Gresham Fourier, and here today on Jones and Arcand. No Mego. Couple of texts. Please give Ryan more mic time. Defending, you are the voice of the fan today, Ryan. Defending,
I guess I am.
Defending Linus Allmark.
I appreciate you reading my text, by the way. It's nice of you.
Again, 63%. We're doing our job. That number's dropping. 63% say the goalies or the goalie rotation is 0% to blame.
That's still unfathomable.
For last night. Okay, but that's down. We're doing our job. Yeah. We're chiseling away. Chiseling away.
0%. Berating people into voting something different.
Good. No, that's fine. I'll bully people until
people
I get my way.
People need to be
that's
told things sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If I got a bully to get my way, I'll do it. 21% say a little. 17% say a lot. A few more texts here. I have a new narrative for you, Jones. They play better for Swayman. Hmm. I think there's something to that last night. Were they flat to start last night?
Seemed like it.
Yes. Some of that might have been Toronto needed the game. They're the more desperate team. They got smoked in game one. They need to respond. And what'd they put? 14 shots on net, something like that, in the first period.
Yeah. So they're buzzing around. The Bruins got outplayed in that first period and still led.
They're buzzing around. Maybe it's because Toronto needed the game. I'll grant you that. Or maybe it's because the Bruins treated it like it was the Canadiens in November. The Canadiens probably is giving it too much credit. They're treating it like it was the Sabres in November. And it's just another game. And so the Bruins came out flat because it's just another game. Think about that. Swayman had 35 saves. He let up one goal and dominated the Leafs. That's true. Goalie's job is to make saves. It's on Allmark. Also true. I like this too. The Bruins telegraphed who they like better. Starting game one implies he'd also get game seven. So why are they screwing around with it? It's a good point. I hadn't actually thought that out. Like, if you start him game one, mm-hmm. he's going to get game seven. That means you trust him more. You right. also, as we pointed out numerous times, tried to trade Allmark, so you don't believe in Allmark. You're not going to give him game seven. You tried to trade him. Why are you even playing him in the Stanley Cup playoffs? Why even bother?
Makes no sense. And that's a big part of this that I think people are ignoring, too, is that if Allmark got traded, I don't think that you're looking at a Swayman, Brandon Bussey goalie.
No, you have to do it.
Arcand,
you got to do it.
Do you?
Yes,
I mean,
you know,
okay,
you have to do the rotation. Brandon Bussey would have to be the guy.
You'd
yes.
have to. You'd have to go every other day.
Yep.
Just because Jeremy Swayman is completely physically incapable
Correct.
Of going game after game after game.
Uh-huh.
That's because that's the argument. Mm-hmm. The argument is that Jeremy Swayman cannot do it, right? That's it. It's not that Allmark's so great. It's that Jeremy Swayman cannot have that. He can't handle that kind of workload. He just can't do it. He's 25 years old, but he wasn't conditioned for it during the regular season, and there's no way he can do it in the playoffs. So you would have to do it, right? I mean, you'd have to have Brandon Bussey going every other night if they had done what they wanted to do, what this organization wanted to do, and trade Linus Allmark if he hadn't vetoed the trade.
Swayman gets 2-4-6. I'm sorry. Bussey, rather, gets 2-4-6. Yep, correct.
Let's hear from the Bussey people. Where are they? 617-779-7927. Where's the Brandon Bussey rotation people? I'd like to hear from you.
The floor is yours. Let's go to our good buddy Jake in Boston. What's going on today, Jake?
Boys, since the 2019 Eastern Conference Finals, the Bruins have taken a 1-0 series lead, I think, 8 times. 6 of them, they've had game 2 at home. They're 0-6. They are 33-33 at home in the playoffs since the 2011 Stanley Cup Finals. When you lose all of these games at home, this is not an organizational problem. It's a lifestyle problem. These guys, the way you think about these series is very, very different than the regular season. When you go on the road, those road trips are longer. You're not in and out for a road game. You're there in a city. So that Maple Leaf team got to stew for 48 hours in your city, locked in their hotel rooms. And you guys went home, you changed diapers, you had the kids, you had the families. You were distracted, they were focused.
I agree. Kids are a distraction. I agree, Jake, 1,000%. Who would argue with that? When I'm trying to get my bets in, when I'm trying to watch games, Lucas is squawking in my ear. I agree. Kids are a distraction, fine. Is that the issue? I heard John Lyons, by the way, John Lyons, great coverage last night on WEEI. He's going from 10 to 12 after
EEI
a lot of
late
these games.
Night is back.
It is.
That's exciting because I have the very first WEEI late night, so it warms my heart to see that show back on the air.
Nice.
Even though if it's only temporary, I do enjoy that it's back.
So he's on after all these games. Bruins, Celtics, I heard him last night from 10 to midnight. He was doing a great job. His theory on why they keep dropping these games, the building's too tight. And he's not blaming the fans, but just... the fans are into it. The fans are foaming at the mouth, and the Bruins are so soft they can't handle it. And they start playing tense, which I don't think is a bad theory. I don't think it's a bad theory at all. But make sure you're listening to that. That would be after the games on Wednesday. I'm sure he'll be on again.
Yes. Mark, and by the way, you're looking at the original late night roster.
All right, stop making it about yourself.
I was trying to say
something nice about John Lyons. Stop making it about yourself.
Look at us now.
Mark's in New Jersey. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, hey, if you guys want to get rid of Allmark, I know a team that'll take him in a heartbeat. That's the Devils.
Okay, well, it's a little late for that. I understand they could have traded him. I think that was one of the teams that was
vetoed it, probably.
Yeah. Speak a little quicker next time, too. goodness.
Look, I'm going to take that. He was in and out on his point. Sal's in Redding. Go ahead, Sal.
Yeah, I don't think that Allmark had a bad game, but I got to be honest, every time Toronto would come into the Bruins zone, I get that nervous Tuukka Rask feeling like they're going to score. And I didn't have that with Swayman, but for some reason, I just felt nervous every time.
Okay. The Rask comparison feels, and I'm really reacting less to their play, but more the commentary around it. Tuukka Rask never gave up a bad goal, Arcan. It was always the play in front of him or the offense went invisible. And look, there's plenty of blame to go around there, too. 37937. You should be focusing on Hampus. He's been awful. Fair.
He's been bad.
I mean, Grizzlick's been terrible.
He's been on the ice for a lot of goal. Yeah, I mean, he's not been good.
Shattenkirk, Peak is hurt now. Yeah. So, like, their back end has been bad. What about the top six forwards? We addressed it briefly. Marchand, invisible. You know, DeBrusk, he was on the ice for some of those goals in game one. Those are power play goals. 5-on-5, they have 3 goals in 2 games. Not good enough. So there's other criticism to go around, but it does feel like Rask, where it's always everything else around him. I can never blame the goalie. That's how it feels with Allmark. And that, to me, is annoying.
It is annoying. And it's also, I mean, listen, the reality of this team is that this isn't a great Bruins team, I don't think. I don't think anybody would mistake them for the 2011 team or anything else, except for one potential thing that could put them over the top, and that's Jeremy Swayman getting hot. And I think that that's really all they have. That's all they can really look to and say, this is how we're going to win.
Okay.
And they're refusing to do it.
So continue to vote here. How big of a factor did the goalie rotation play in last night's loss? Should we be blaming something else? You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Another pair of tickets we'll be giving away to Red Sox and Cubs about a half hour from now on a 2 for Tuesday on WEEI. When we come back, let's get to the latest Patriots rumors at pick number 3. They haven't fielded a worthwhile pick. In fact, the offers have been laughable. What does it say about the Pats on Thursday night? We'll get to it next.